Yo guys, I'm in my podcast closet. I am super excited. Okay, so this is Just Talk. I am that Nigerian Christian alcoholic, and welcome to another episode. So, yesterday I had my last exams for 400 level law. Yay! This girl's the final year, and she's excited. Okay, all right. So I actually had something to say to us yesterday, but I'll tell you the truth. Like, let me cover my face in shame as I say it. So, I planned to talk on the podcast where my exam was 4:12, but then my battery was so low. I had now like 3 days, and I was like, okay. I mean, plug the phone, come back after exams to the podcast. After my exams, I went to make noise with my friends, and I came back in the night, and the podcast did not happen. Okay, so guys, I'm so sorry. This is like my apologizing for keeping you on hold and missing out on Monday. But I'm here for you every weekend. So I'm doing this on Tuesday morning. So you get a feel of what I have to say to you today. Yo! So get ready. Dick. Okay, so basically this podcast is like going to be short. I pray it is. I'm always saying that when the end it's not. But it's too short because I mean it's like 15 minutes and I'm rambling. And that was intentional because like this is all about fun, yeah. But I want to talk to us about something that God said to me recently, and I hope that it blesses your life. So I'm doing my quiet time here. I'm sitting in the place of my quiet time. I'm praying, and I'm reading this book. So I really, really, really love Corrie Ten Boom. You should check her out. It's Corrie Ten, then Boom, Boom. She's an amazing, amazing person. She was an evangelist in the early 90s, and early 90s. Yeah, she was an evangelist. She started work for God. You know, she just has a beautiful life. And so I was reading and I learned something. So I'm reading her book during my quiet time and I'm talking to God. And so she just does a lot in her life, right? And at that point, it strikes me and I close the book. And I just say to God, man, I need to be useful to you here on earth. Because I see how God uses this person and I'm like, oh God. You know when you're talking to God and you're like, oh God, I need to be useful to you here on earth. And I just felt God saying to me the same thing, you need to be useful to me here on earth. And so I had to ask myself the question, how can I be useful to God here on earth? And I'm not going to answer that question because I am still searching. I am still talking to God about it. But this podcast, the aim of this podcast is to create a desire in your heart to do so much more for God. So I said to myself, I want to go beyond the making it for myself, making it for my family, doing them proud, you know, working on earth, blessing the lives of people. That's amazing, right? And I think that's actually being useful to God on earth in some way. But I really, really want this intentional, this express glorification of God through the things that I do on earth, right? And so that's what I want to say to us today. How can you be useful to God here on earth? And I do not know the answer, quite frankly, but you know, it's just a puzzle. It's something that I've been thinking of. It's something that my head has been going over and over and over. In short, today in the place of prayer, I'm like, God, how can I again be useful to you on earth? You know, it's what a lot of people like to call your ministry, your purpose. But I don't know, something about this usefulness struck me differently, you know. I mean, ministry, amazing. Purpose, amazing, right? But, you know, how can you, I mean, bigger than purpose, right? Because purpose, people say purpose is like all you're called to do on earth and all of that. Ministry, serving God, you know, pleasing God in whatever you find yourself doing. But, you know, now I'm talking about usefulness. Like, can God find you useful to him on earth? You know, I saw the life of a woman who was useful to God in the book I read. So I've read like a couple of her books, and right now I'm studying in my father's house. And oh man, she was so amazing. Like, everything she did just had to, you know, it drew a picture of somebody who was useful to God while she was on earth. And guys, this is like a short episode because, I mean, I am pondering this and I want you to ponder on it with me. I want you to think about this. How can you be useful to God here on earth? Right? And then I'm going to share something I learned briefly. This is like, I've asked the question I came here to ask because today's episode is about making you think, about making you, you know,
discover through God, of course, through his help, seek God and ask him what you can do for him on earth that will make you useful to him. You know, so when you're useful to God on earth, of course, you're useful to God's kingdom. So I think it's a process. The ministry, purpose, usefulness, all of them, they come together, right? But I think, you know, I started to talk to God recently and I'm like, usefulness is about... It's about being... So people say that God looks for availability and not ability, because God gives you ability when you're available, right? But I think usefulness is a combination of availability and ability, right? So you're coming to God as that person who he has blessed you with talent. He has blessed you with grandeur, with splendor, with a lot of things that you can do. And you're coming to him and you're saying, you've given me this and I want to be available. So you're like the guy that God gave 5 talents to, that the master gave 5 talents to, and he invested, and he was, you know, he had, because God had given to him, and he still came to God available. You know, like the guy who God has given to one, and then you bury it and you're not available. You have ability, and then you are available. I think that's what it means to be useful to God here on earth. And I want you from the bottom of my heart to think about this. As I think about this, I want you to, you know, see God, ask him, how can I be useful to you on earth? That's like the question I'm asking God right now. That's the stage of my life where I am with right now. And I'm asking God, how can I be useful to you on earth? Like, I just have to be useful to you on earth. If not, I mean, this life is not worth anything. Okay, so that's the bulk of the podcast, because I said it's going to be short and I want to skip to that. But this is like really important. Something I learned today. So I learned something. It's an analogy and I hope that helps your life. And so it's called keeping a triangle within the circle. Mm-hmm. So this is still from the book I'm reading, right? And I think it's going to help all of us. So a triangle, I'll tell you what triangle is about. Triangle is about your social, your intellectual, your physical, your career, generally. Every other aspect of your development, your fun life, your happy moments, your academics, whatever it is, that's like your triangle, right? And then the circle is spiritual development. And so I'm learning, and I want to share with us that, I mean, you can have fun. Like, come on, have fun, chill. In short, this weekend, I'm going to chill with my girls. Like, we're doing a staycation, we're hanging out, we're maybe swimming, I don't know. We're eating out, we're doing dinner, we're doing a hotel and everything, right? That's big, that's amazing. But then in all of this, right, in all the things you do in your career, as you smash your academics, as you thrive in your career, you know, as you hang out with people, as you grow physically, right, I want to say to you to keep your triangle within the circle. So keep all you do within your spiritual life, within your spiritual development, within your Christian growth, right? So as you develop in all these areas, I mean, make sure you're developing within the sphere, within the circle. I hope that analogy makes sense, because, I mean, to me, it does make a lot of sense, because it's like there's a lot going on in your life, and I'm asking you to do all of that inside of God. Right, and not outside of God. I mean, God is so much fun. God is amazing. God is great. God is beautiful, right? And I'm asking that you do everything you do, you make sure that your life revolves around God, right? Regardless of whatever you're doing, regardless of what your job looks like, how you have to work 9 to 5, regardless of what you have to do, just try to always, through God's help, keep your triangle, keep your life within your circle, in God's presence. You know, develop socially, intellectually, physically, but always ensure that you're developing around in all of this, and you're still developing spiritually within, in the context of spiritual development. So guys, basically, I just asked that we ask God to manage our lives. Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate thing about keeping your triangle within the circle. It's saying, God, I want you to manage my life, whatever it is I do. So, I'm ending here today, and I'm so glad it's less than 10 minutes. Okay, guys, I am that Nigerian Christian alcoholic. I'm 22. I'm a final year law student, and I am excited. This is Just Talk. Do have a lovely week. Bye.